Sunday away from the regular season. Who's the team captain this year?
Romero. We had him last year, and since I've been here, so yeah, Romero will be the captain, and he's looked sharp and good in preseason, so I'm very happy for him to be doing well.
You mentioned that consistency of the same captain. Is the team itself looking like it's going to be very similar to what you started with last year?
It was similar. It's unfortunate that two of our new signings, one's arriving today, Simon Dawkins from Tottenham, and Stephen Lenhart is injured. He'll be should be available for Dallas game, which is next weekend. So it's a shame we don't get to see them, and we're trying to sign another player soon also. So you won't get to see those. The fans won't get to see those players, but it'll be pretty much the same bunch we had last year.
For the second year in a row, you're opening with Real Salt Lake as your first opponent. Talk about how difficult that might be.
Well, I hope it's not the same result we had last time, which was a poor result for us for a home opener and any game at home. But we want to come out and have a good result. They're a side that's I think one of the best teams in the league, the way they play and what they do and the players they have. And I think it's a tough game, but we're at home. We're expected to do well. We have high expectations of this team for this season, and whoever you play, you got to play well against. And I think that it starts Saturday night. We'll get tested for sure, because they are a good team and they try to score goals, and I think that they'll test us. But let's hope we can get our game going and cause them some problems.
A bit has been made about changing your formation a little bit. How much have you really changed the way you were kind of formed on the field?
Well, I mean, formations are what you put on paper, and when you start playing, I want our players to find space. We're trying to make sure that we don't get overrun in midfield, and I think a lot of teams now play with a withdrawn forward. We're doing the same, whether it's Wando, whether it's Kari, or both, or one or the other, we'll figure that out, but the game will dictate how we go about things. I do like when we have a spare fella in midfield to help out with that workload of three in midfield for the other team, so it'll work. What we don't want to do is end up with 4-5-1 and we're just sitting back, and Ryan in this instance, Ryan Johnson, is alone up front just trying to battle away. We won't do that. We want to get our wide guys forward, and we want to get the two attacking midfielders, if you like, from those deep spots going as well, and Wando being one, and Stevenson will be the other in this game. So I just want us to play well no matter what the system is.
What kinds of things will the opponents do, or do the opponents do, to try and keep Wondolowski in dangerous positions?
Well, I think that you've got to look at Wando and what he's good at. The thing that's hard to stop a guy that has one-touch finishes, because if he's a bit of a dribbler and shoots, you can get him onto his bad foot, you can get into him a little bit. But Chris seems to arrive at the right times, no matter who he's playing against, and scores. And I think that if he gets the chances, he will score. And I think that's about us creating chances. And I think that teams are going to hone in on him, but it's hard. It's very difficult when the ball's wide to just pick up one fella. He's going to make good late runs into space that hopefully the ball arrives on his foot or his head. And I think that he's proven that he can do that, last year. But even in the reserves with Houston, and he's a proven goal scorer that always finds space. And hopefully he can have a really good season again.
And there may not be a Golden Boot winner who actually plays more defense than Wondolowski, which may be really the underrated part of his game, isn't it?
For sure, yeah. Chris is a perfect player to have in your team. Works so hard off the ball when the other team's got it, but it's dynamic when we have it and takes his chance and scores goals. So very excited for him to get the accolades he should get, but I agree with you. I think that his work off the ball is the best in the league for any forward.
The final four run last year, you come within a couple of plays of getting into the championship. How much does that help you build on the confidence into a new season?
Well, I spoke a lot this week with the team about, we had 13 clean sheets last season, and I think that was a big reason we got points and we did well. So we've got to make sure that we're very tough defensively, don't give silly goals away, and obviously in games you're going to get scored on, but don't drop your heads and get to two goals. You've always got a chance that if you're 1-0 down. And I think we had a good spirit of fighting back into games and making sure that we were difficult to break down. We do that, and we've added some good players this season, and not on show maybe on Saturday, but they're going to add to the squad and be dynamic and good going forward. And I feel that it's going to be a nice blend of strong soccer with real attacking flair in the end.
And maybe play a little bit more formidably at home? consistently?
Yeah, I thought our form at home was poor. I mean, we, you know, for whatever reason, we'd go on the road to get, you know, two or three great results and then come home and really play poorly. And it was, you know, we've spoke about it as a group. Coaching staff's looked at it, I've looked at tape, just trying to figure out why we did that. Couldn't quite do it. Couldn't figure out why, other than mentality and other than expectation, that we did that. Sometimes there's a little bit of luck too. You just get the wrong bounce and you seem like you're flat and you don't play well. So I want us to be good at home. I think all the teams that do well in our league are very strong at home, and we need to make sure that we are one of those teams that are strong at home and we win games.
What about Dawkins? Obviously he's not here, but what do you think you expect him to bring to this
team?
Well,
Simon's, you know, speaking to the Tottenham people before we saw him, very, very... liked by them, good player, good soccer mind, very active, gets on the ball a lot, which I like. He had some injury issues, fully fit now and ready to go, and it was a perfect scenario really for us to bring him over for the season loan and see how it goes, and he'll add a lot to us. I think he's dying to get playing some real soccer, if you like. He was about to get in the first team when he got injured, so he has that pedigree, and he trains all the time with the first team group at Spurs, so we know that he has that good pedigree that you need to have, and he'll do well for us, I'm sure.
Right. And what about guys in the preseason that played well for you that you feel they're in top form coming into the league?
Well, I think Wando, you know, other than maybe not scoring from free play that many times, has been good. I think Ryan Johnson's looked sharp. I think, you know, Jason and Brandon have looked very, very good as centre-backs. I feel sorry for Ike at the moment. Won't get in, but I'm sure that he'll get his time soon. I've just been pleased with the whole unit. I think Sam Cronin's looked sharp and good and mature in that midfield role there. So, no, it's been good. Some good performances in pre-season, but now the lights are coming on. We'll see if they can do it when it comes Saturday night. And I'm sure they'll be fine.
What the unique challenges for Real Salt Lake? What do you see when you look at them?
They're good. Yeah. They're good all round. Well balanced. Got speed. Very good possession team. I think they had the best defensive record in the league, if I'm not mistaken, last year. But they scored one of the most amount of goals as well. So that's a great combo to have. So we got to make sure that we're on our game. We worked on the way they play on Thursday and tried to at least mirror what our boys are going to see. You know, flooding the midfield is people in different areas all the time. It's never the same guys. It's more of a fluent sort of system that they move around a lot and are active and all good on the ball, and it unsettles you. But what I feel is if we can win the ball in certain areas and we can break and go, we can get past that pressure and hopefully create some chances.
The team has officially signed two more forwards in the last couple of days.
Yeah.
You can talk about them and maybe what sort of production you expect out of them.
They've come in, as trialists, and both have done well. I think Ellis is, for me, one that has got a good young pedigree in him. He was with the national team very young. Went to Germany instead of staying in college in MLS. Didn't quite work out for him there, and wanted to come home. And it was almost, we got a call on him. We would like to look at him for sure. We looked at him after probably a day or so. It was like, this kid's good. So almost a formality signing him. And I think he's going to bring a lot of youth and power and speed up front. He's got a hell of a shot on him. He's very, very strong in his upper body work, so he doesn't get knocked off the ball much. And he's got some speed, so I'm just got to teach him the game a little bit, how we want to go about things, but what I've seen, I've liked. With Matt, Matt's just sort of a traditional centre-forward. You know, he's probably 6'1", 6'2", very good in the air. You know, all he wants to do really is hold the ball up, lay it off, and get in the box, and I kind of like that too. At least he knows his role, he knows his strengths. And I think that he should add to us as well. Hey, Mark, how are you?
Good to see you, yeah. Well, when the season is so long, and like last year you showed, you know, you got off to a slow start.
Yeah.
You finished strong. How do you get the guys excited about games in March and April?
Well, I think we know that, you know, if you do get off to a really bad start, that it is hard to catch up. I think adding the games of another four games to everyone's season... four games to everyone's season helps.
Really?
You know, yeah, it does, because it's, you know, you've not got 30 games. So if you're, you know, in 10 games in and you've only won one or two, you've got to make a lot of ground up. you have an extra four games to try and do that, which helps. I think it's getting more like a proper amount of games for any team. I feel that you know, we got to make sure that we don't get too far behind in certain areas, and especially starting the season out. I think that we need to be 500 or above.
Sure. You don't want to get too far behind in certain areas, such as...
Well, just in our play, in our I wouldn't say results, in our performances. I want us to start playing some good stuff. And I think if you do that, you start to win games in this league. And I think we won games last year early, and we didn't play well. That only lasts so long. We've got to start to really move the ball and be dangerous in all areas. And I think, and we've talked about our having better possession, having more, I think, dynamic play on the break. All the things that break teams down, and we've worked at it, and I've seen very good signs in pre-season of us kind of getting that. It's a shame we don't have a full unit to go with, but you know, I feel that the whole group is buying into what we're trying to do as a coaching staff, and I feel that we're getting places, and we're going to play a lot better. We're just going to make sure we get the results while we are doing that.
Mm-hmm. Is there going to be a certain level of patience where people are going to be, you know, you've got some guys who are not here, are not going to play, and you know, you like the team that you have. Is there going to be a little bit of patience where they look at the attack and say, well, it's going to get better?
You don't know about the fans, probably, yeah?
Well, it depends how we play. I mean, you want to have a great opener, you want to, you know.
Yeah, I mean, we're playing against a team that's favoured to win the cup. I mean, that's not an easy one to start with. Right. But it's about us. I mean, you know, it doesn't matter. We played New York away, and we went there, and they're a good side, and we beat them 3-1. So, you know, we're capable of beating anyone in the league, for sure. And I think it's about I thought times, and we just talked about it earlier, when we went away from home, the pressure was off. When we come home, you should show what you got, and we didn't. We're almost not afraid to play well, but we didn't play well, and maybe it was a bit of stage fright. And I think that what we need to do is make sure that we don't have that. We stand up and be counted at home, and we play well. And I think that all the guys were upset with our record last year at home. We felt we didn't really give the fans anything to cheer. Some of the games we did, obviously, but many of them we didn't play it as well as we can do. We played great away from home, and then come home and didn't play well. So we want to make sure we do that.
So apart from the result, then you're looking, Sarah, you're looking for
what, a good performance?
Break.
I think just a better, you know, better product for the fans to watch, and something more that we can grow as a team as well. I think, you know, you shouldn't be hanging on to games. You should be, you know, I think especially at home, you should be dominating proseasons, I think. Mm-hmm. I think we've got to get better at that.
You said you mentioned more dynamic plays on the breaks.
Yeah.
Kind of stuff.
Sure. Yeah, and punishing teams when we get chances. I think we missed a lot of chances in our games last year. We want to get more clinical. If we do that, we've got a good chance. I think solid-wise, the goalkeeping situation is excellent. You know, defensively, we're strong. We've got some good defenders. We've got a team that wants to defend, so I don't think that's going to be an issue. It's about our play and our breaking teams down that we've got to really get better at, and we're working very hard at that right now.
Yeah. How would you describe your defense, the style? You guys play so well on defense, and there's so much energy and passion back there. What is it that makes your defense shine?
Well, I think what happens, a lot of them lead by example. I think Jason Hernandez, you know, Ike and Brandon and Ramiro and those guys, you know, Bordy, you can go right across everybody, Leach. They pride themselves on not getting beat. You know, it really starts with if you look at the, you know, any defending, it starts up front. I think that we have guys that work hard. You know, I think John mentioned it. You know, we've got the hardest working sort of goal scorer in the league in Wondolowski, and Ryan Johnson works hard off the ball. You know, and everyone takes pride in not letting their guy get the better of them. If you're playing up front and the defender's running with the ball out of the back, and then there's a problem. So we really work hard at making sure the whole team works hard, it's tight, it's difficult to break down, and we're not lazy. And I think that was the reason we did well last year, is because we had a good defensive unit, the whole team, that made it difficult for them to move up the field to get good chances around the goal. You know, if you make it difficult, the team doesn't have easy possessions, you know, coming through the midfield, and it makes it a lot easier for our back players and goalkeeper to deal with stuff.